It's time now for Visit Moffitt County, a community affairs program, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting. Now here's your host, Tom Kleinschnitz.
You'll do great.
However, the way you were just talking, hold the phone like that. That sounded great.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, this phone can be kind of finicky, so let me know.
Welcome to Visit Moffitt County. This program is a public service announcement opportunity provided by Blizzard Communications. We are grateful for the time for Northwest Colorado citizens to get up to date on what's happening in Moffitt County. As always, remember, we are 5,000 watts that sound like a million. I'll be serving as your host today. My name is Tom Kleinschnitz. I currently serve the people of Moffitt County as Director of Moffitt County Tourism. Previously, I was an outfitter and held concession permits by the National Park Service for 33 years up in Dinosaur National Monument, and I operated in other western Colorado and eastern Utah locations. I have the pleasure of speaking with three individuals today. First, we have Nalen Wheat with the Museum of Northwest Colorado and Craig. Next, we're going to have Siri Cobb and Stacy Mathers. Both are with Cornerstone Realty. We'll be discussing the 8th Street project and understanding how that has just been completed. Finally, we'll be having a conversation with Marshall Gray. She is a trustee for the town of Dinosaur, Colorado, and will be letting us know what's happening on the west end of the county. First up, we've got Nalen Wheat. Nalen, welcome.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me on today.
Before we talk about your work at the museum, I'd like to just start with letting our audience get to know about you. Tell us about yourself and why you ended up in Craig, Colorado.
I've been here for about 4 years now in Craig. My family actually moved us up to Colorado, Clark, Colorado, actually, and after Hurricane Katrina. And so I'm not originally from the area, but I've been here for quite a while. And, I went to middle school and high school in Hayden and went off to college and did my thing and graduated during COVID. And so I ended up coming back this direction to be with my family. And Craig kind of stuck. So that's how I got to Craig.
Well, when Craig sticks, it sticks good. And it's really nice to have people of your generation stepping into leadership positions around Moffitt County. Tell us about your title at the museum and kind of let us know the kinds of things you do at the museum.
Yeah, so my official title is office manager / registrar. But, that kind of encompasses a lot of different things around here. So I would say my main job is I get to do all the fun cataloging that is required of all the items that come into the museum, which can be a lot of items. But so that's what I do with the majority of my day is I get to do the archival part of things, which is really my favorite part. I love to get to go through all of the items that are coming in, and I get to be the one to put them into our system. But it takes a lot of different, there's a lot of different aspects to that, like researching and knowing different things about archives that I definitely didn't know when I started and have learned along the way. So that's the biggest part of my job and definitely my favorite part. But I also get to do the bookstore, which can be fun. If you haven't been into our gift shop, we've got a lot of awesome books on the area. So I get to be the one who finds those as well. I wear a lot of hats. I do a lot of different things, and it just depends on the day.
Well, I think each day is a wonderful day at the museum. I just absolutely love the place myself. It's the most professional, clean, good-looking museum with solid stuff. I mean, it's got the things that are amazing. The museum is the largest visitor attraction in Craig. And what's your guess on why the museum is such a successful asset to the people of Moffitt County?
I think it has a lot to do with we're more than just a small museum. We're not like you're not going to come in here and be like, oh, I've seen that in a million different places. So I think that's like the big thing that's cool about our museum is there's something in here for everybody. And it might look a little unassuming from the outside, but once you get in here, you're going to realize the quality of the exhibits that we have, but also just the like vastness of information that we have. So not only are we an awesome place for Moffett County residents because we can house a lot of their history, but we're an awesome place for people who are coming in from out of town because, you know, we're that classic cowboy and gunfighter, you know, a lot of people know about that, but a lot of people just want to know about the West, and we've got that information too. And I think people coming in are interested in that. And I find that, you know, people even from out of the country, you know, they've heard that Western story and they want to see it. And we're the place to do that.
Well, great. And, you know, that's your claim to fame. And some of those artifacts that are there really tie to some amazing Western characters that people have all heard about. Tell us about the improvements that have come to the museum this year. Are there been some new exhibits?
Yeah, so we have some new exhibits right now. One of the ones that we have is an art exhibit on our balconies. It's called The Graveyard of Buoyant Hopes. I really love this one. It's a it's an art piece done by two different artists, and so it is in collaboration. So it's Ghost Towns of the American West, and it's black and white photography from one artist who went in and took images of these, you know, towns that are falling apart, these buildings that used to be amazing and are now in kind of ruin. But then he has a friend who went in who is a watercolorist, and he did the same towns and did the same images, but they're just, it's a beautiful like juxtaposition of the black and white versus the color of the watercolor. It's quite amazing. So it's actually one of my favorites that we've had up there, and we've had some really cool ones like Remingtons and things like that. But this one, I just think there's something about it that is really unique. And then probably the most exciting for the vast majority of people is going to be our newest exhibit, which is our Josie Bassett exhibit. We're really lucky to have had just family members who have realized the care that we put into this kind of the Bassetts and just, you know, any kind of family history. And we were lucky enough that they felt like they could donate a lot of Josie's items to us. And so we have a new exhibit upstairs on her. It's amazing. I highly recommend coming in to check it out. And for anyone who doesn't know, the Bassetts are just, you know, the Anne and her sister Josie are amazing women in the area. And they're kind of larger than life. And I think they're really awesome to get to display. And it's really cool to get to have some women in here that are such powerful people. So those are our two big exhibits that are newer and that I would recommend checking out. The Graveyard of Buoyant Hopes exhibit is only on display until the end of the year. So definitely get in here and check it out before it leaves because it's really nice work.
Sounds like I need to get there. I better get up in the balcony and figure out what's going on up there. Tell me about the people you work with there at the museum and some of the projects you guys have collaborated on.
Yeah, so we do a lot of work here. And by we, I mean Dan, our director, and Paul, our assistant director, and I. And we also have a part-time person named Claire who also works here. And we do a lot of work with different families that come into the museum, and they're just doing a little bit of research, and they have some questions. We do that kind of stuff all the time. But we also get to be lucky and meet some of the bigger people who have the items like we have on display here, like the Bassetts. We've got to meet a large portion of the Bassett family recently, and it's really interesting to get to do that. We also get to just meet, you know, the regular people who are coming into the museum who are interested in the history and have done some studying and have never even been here. So it's really cool. It's an interesting place to be at the museum. You might not realize the amount of stuff that goes on here and the amount of things that we house. But we're a large repository, and I think that people appreciate that, and I think we get to meet the people who appreciate that, and so that makes the job really fun.
Well, you know, Moffat County is certainly full of a lot of history and a lot of things. I suppose it's up to the director to figure out what you keep and don't, but is that a tough call, or do people bring things to the museum that don't quite meet the criteria for being housed there?
That is one of the harder things. So until recently, we had so many items coming in, and we were taking so many things, and now our museum can only hold so much, you know? And so we really have to take a step back, I think, in the future and start realizing, start focusing a little bit more on certain types of history and what it is we want to say as a museum, and start making sure those are the things that we're keeping and collecting. And so we've been trying to do that, but it's so hard to turn away items because we're always excited what you have to bring to us. And you just never know. I mean, sometimes somebody will come in and mention that they've got, you know, oh, I've got a couple family things I'd like to bring in. And we always tell them, absolutely, bring it on down. And then we find out that, you know, that person was related to some big family that we have on display here, or they have some items that are just, you know, out of this world and people have been searching for forever, and they have fallen into our lap. So it's kind of the double-edged sword, you know. We don't ever want to turn anybody away. But it does become a, what do we do with the amount of stuff? So I think in the future, it's going to be having to change a little to only accept the things that are fitting that mission of, or that image that we're going to put out. But and that's hard, a hard thing to do. But we hope that people just keep coming in and checking anyway.
It sounds like it's really a tough part of the job. And I'm sure that there's just a limited amount of resources to take care of these resources. You know, stepping back and taking a broad view of why a museum is important to a community. Can you talk to that? I mean, any town would be lucky to have a museum to the caliber of our museum in Craig. Why is it important for a museum to exist at all?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us especially is we, you know, a lot of people think we're just the items that we have on display. But we have artifacts all in the back that have never been seen. We've got research material. I mean, we really have a lot of history in here. And what's important about that is it's not just history of one person. It's not just the history of a select group of people. You know, what we really, the amazing thing about museums in general or archives in general is that it's telling the story of a community. And so I think the important part of maintaining that is that we're maintaining the whole of our history. And somebody can come in and do research in our facilities and write a book or find out about their family or just find out about a subject. And it's not going to be such a one-sided thing because we've collected and maintained so much of that information. And I think that's like the biggest thing to me that's important, because I know like my family is not originally from here. And so I don't have a place that I can go to research my family history. And I don't have a place I can go to, give a cool artifact that might have came from my family. And I think that's something that's really unique about us, is we have awesome museums in the Valley, but what's unique about us is we have an awesome research facility that most people and most museums just can't keep up with. And we're doing our best to do that. But it's just an amazing place for everybody who is from Rout or Moffat County.
Great. Can you, you know, we're kind of closing in on our time, but can you tell us what future projects or events are planned for the museum?
So we will have, because that art exhibit will only be lasting until the end of the year, so definitely get in to check it out. That will be replaced at the beginning of the year. I can't say exactly what we're going to be replacing it with quite yet, but it'll be another most likely art exhibit that's going to be I'm not sure, actually, what direction we're going to go this time. I'm kind of excited to see. Now that we've switched it up and done the one that we have on display right now, we might kind of try to stick with something a little different again. So that will be something that's new at the beginning of the year. We also are revamping our cowboy and gunfighter collection right now. And most people know that's what we're nationally known for. That's our largest collection, our big ticket item for sure. But it's needed an upgrade for a while. And so we're trying to do that now. So it's in the process. We just got it started this week, and it'll probably take us a long time to get that done. So definitely come check things out, like be checking back. We'll also do some little tiny exhibits to supplement some of the exhibits that we have right now. Like we're looking at doing some running irons, which, you know, are the smaller branding irons that cowboys would have so they could brand on the go type of situation. We're looking at doing a smaller exhibit on that. We've also got some new acquisitions coming in, which might lead to an exhibit on prison work, like the leather and the horse hair work that they did in the prisons, which is really fascinating and quite beautiful. And we have some really awesome items that have come out of some prisons from around the area, Wyoming specifically, that were made by prisoners that are exquisite and have not been given their dues yet. And so hopefully we can get an exhibit done on that as well. And we're constantly doing new things around here. It might seem like, oh, it's a museum. Once you go in, you've seen it all, but that's not true. We move things around. We do new exhibits, and we are constantly getting acquisitions to make our museum better. And so I always recommend, even if you've been in here, coming in again.
Great. Well, in the end, as we wind up, how do people reach you? What's the best phone number? Is there a website that people can go to get more information about the museum?
Absolutely. You can always give us a call at our main number, which is 970-824-6360. And if you have social media, I'd recommend following us on Facebook or Instagram. I would say our Facebook is a great extension of our museum. Our assistant director, Paul Knowles, he does an amazing job of keeping our Facebook up to date with some cool history, and we'll always post about any kind of event or anything that we're doing on there as well. And then we do have a website, and it is a pretty simple one. It's just museumnwco.org, and you can check out some of our stuff on there as well. But yeah, I definitely recommend the social media. It's probably the best way to keep up with us.
Keep up in touch with what's going on. Well, thank you, Miss Wheat, for joining us today. We'll be taking a short break. Our next guest will be Siri Cobb and Stacy Mathers with Cornerstone Realty. We'll be discussing the 8th Street project right there in Craig. Thanks again, Miss Wheat. We had a great discussion.
Thanks, Tom.
We'll be back with more Visit Moffitt County, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting and heard right here on KRAI Craig, 55 Country at 550 AM and 105.1 FM, and on KRAI FM at 102.3 and 93.7. KTYV Sports on FM at 97.7 and 105.7 is proud to present the Harvey's Huddle Pigskin Pick'em Challenge. Each week of the NFL season, you can win amazing prizes from our sponsors, including Central Park Liquor, Mountain View Car Wash Self Serve, and the Old Town Pub. And it's absolutely free. Head to steamboatradio.com, scroll down, and click on the Harvey's Huddle Pigskin Pick'em Pool. Sign up and make your NFL picks weekly, and you could win great prizes. So get registered today for the Harvey's Huddle Pigskin Pick'em Pool at steamboatradio.com.
I'm Larry Desjardins at Keep Route Wild. We are big supporters of the Core Trail, and the voters passed Referendum 2A to expand it, but it never got funded as mountain bike trails were prioritized instead. Now the City Council faces the same decision. You can help. Go to KeepRouteWild.com and learn how to write to the City Council to support the Core Trail. Thank you.
Visit KeepRouteWild.com to learn more ways to help the unique wildlife around us.
You look around you. You see so many people trying to control one another. And when that happens, there's sadness, fear, and in some cases, combat. You want your life to be different. My name is Glenn Jamron. I'm part of the Alpine Bank family, member FDIC. You've learned that everything starts within yourself. You know that making your own choices feels good. Yes, it takes work, because you want to make sure good things follow. You've taught Alpine Bank that blazing your own trails can be more daring. It can be tremendously gratifying. Suddenly others notice. They too begin to follow their own unique paths. Independence is a good thing. Makes sense to Alpine Bank. You've taught Alpine Bank that when we care together, your world is filled with peace.
It's time now for Visit Moffitt County, a community affairs program, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting. Now here's your host, Tom Kleinschnitz.
We're back with Visit Moffitt County. This is Tom Kleinschnitz, your host. Next up, we have Sari Cobb and Stacy Mathers with Cornerstone Realty. Welcome to the two of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, we appreciate you being here. And I think, you know, the main thrust of what we want to focus on today are the townhomes on 8th Street. But first, before we get into that, could in case our audience are not really completely familiar with you guys, they should be, but tell us about Cornerstone Realty, your history, and how long you guys have been in Moffitt County doing business.
Well, you know, we Cornerstone actually was established in 2006, but Stacy and I have both been licensed, each of us about 25 years. We both got into the industry, and, well, she got in 98, I got in 99, and we were in separate companies. We started up Cornerstone, as I said, in 2006 and been going strong ever since.
Well, wonderful. I'm sure we will discuss maybe later about the market in general, but let's get into the 8th Street project. Tell us about the 8th Street project. What should people know about the units? What are they like? What, you know, they're open for business, aren't they?
They are open for business. We are big time open for business. Boy, I tell you, they are nice units, Tom. There's a lot here that's a real, real positive for our community. We've got a two-bedroom unit that's got 1,152 square feet. It's called the Otero. And we've got a three-bedroom unit that's got 1,368 square feet. It's called the Chavano. The nice thing about these units, they have been, city has received grants. So the cost to our buyers is much less than it would have been. The cost to build the two-bedroom unit would have been over $534,000. And the cost to build the three-bedroom unit was almost $635,000. So the price of the two-bedroom unit is $279,000. And the price of the three-bedroom unit is $329,000, which tells you that they are getting quite a deal with new construction. We haven't seen a lot of new construction in Craig for a long time, especially if it's just a general availability. And this is a beautiful thing. The units are lovely. They've got tall ceilings, lots of windows. They're set up beautifully, very modern, very open, very spacious feeling. Just really a nice addition to our community and, a nice option for people that are just looking for a new home that they want to be new.
Well, great. Well, it's starting from the beginning. Why did you choose to put yourselves forward as the representatives of this project for the city of Craig? Why was that attractive to you?
Well, several reasons, I think. A lot of our buyers, when they come into the community, are asking and questioning new construction if we have any available, and we haven't for so many years. So this, to us, Sari and I, and Chuck as well, was very exciting. We were thrilled to be a part of it and to help gain momentum as far as putting buyers into brand new homes, brand new construction. So it was a no-brainer for us. I mean, we just went all out and were ready to jump in with both feet and be a part of this. So.
Well, I tell you, they're good-looking units. Moffat County Tourism is right across the street over there at the Yampa building. So we've watched that go for quite a long time. And the street's back open, and things are feeling like they're ready to be occupied, and we're looking for buyers. So that's absolutely what it's all about. They're good-looking units. It's time to get some new construction in the market.
And the good news on that, Tom, is we already have one under contract and a buyer that's extremely interested in another one. So they are moving. People are understanding what they actually are getting their hands on, and we're starting to get a lot of calls, a lot of interest.
So again, there's just 20 units there. One's already gone.
Correct.
And then we're opening it up, and things are just starting out. So that's a big part of it. So let's get to some of that. I mean, I think in the media and some of the articles that have been written on multiple levels about those places is about who might qualify to be in these units. You know, and I know this is complicated, but as best you can, tell us about who might be best suited to qualify for a loan there. And who's the ideal buyer that would fit in that new community?
Well, the ideal buyer is the working class. That's the idea. We want to stress these are not low-income housing. They are not a Section 8, a low-income. They are for working-class buyers. They are at between 100 and 140% of AMI, which for a lot of your listeners means absolutely nothing. But basically what it says is that you need to have a good job. In Moffat County, Rock County, wherever, to qualify for the units, we are asking that buyers either get a hold of us. We've also got three lenders that have been incredibly invaluable to us in helping us understand what the qualifications are. But Desiree Hope at Bank of Colorado, Mary Beth Anders at Yucca Valley Bank, and Catherine Peterson up in Steamboat, they are just tremendous. They have just been tremendous assets, and any of the three of them can help a buyer understand whether or not they would qualify and what that looks like. Bottom line, you're going to be at about a 90,000 point for a one-person household would be the cap. So if you earn over that, you probably would not qualify. Then it goes up from there depending upon how many people are in the household, total income of the household, that kind of thing. But the nice thing is that these are owner-occupied. They are not investment properties. You cannot purchase one and turn around and VRBO it or rent it that way. The only time the rental scenario would be an option is if you get transferred, something happens, you have to sell the unit. For whatever reason, you're having an issue finding someone who would qualify, or for whatever reason, you're unable to, within your timeline, get a new buyer in there, then there may be an option for a short-term rental, but it's very limited. They will be owner-occupied, not investment properties, which tells you that the folks that are going to be living in there want to be there, are not forced to be there. They want to be there, and they want to continue with owning their own home and having a place that they can invest in and live for a long time.
Some of the questions that I get, and it'd be great to have you here today to just talk about it. Is it known what the HOA fees will be for the community?
Yeah, the HOA fees are $175 a month. That covers walls out. So that means if any issues with the roof, painting, siding, the landscaping out front, the parking in the back, they're not up yet, but we will have carports. Each unit will have two parking spots behind under a carport, and all of that is covered by your HOA.
So that's wonderful. I mean, you know, as far as somebody mowing the lawn and shoveling the walk, right? We're going to have all that.
And that really is a plus. In Northwest Colorado, as you know, snow shoveling on its own can be a real plus. So, you know, having that piece, also it reduces the cost of insurance for the homeowner because they're only insuring walls in. So they don't have to insure their roof. They don't have to insure exterior damage, that kind of thing. So it also has a lower cost for our buyers, which is a beautiful thing.
Well, clearly you guys are the listing agents on this. What kind of questions are you getting from the public that might be in this kind of format good to let people know about how those things are working? What's the biggest question you get that people need to get sorted out?
Primarily in taking folks through the units, you know, in the last month or so, has been, when can I move in? that primarily, or does it come furnished? Because we do have two of the units staged just for preview, just for folks to be able to get an idea of how something might look as they live in it. So, and those are things we are working through. I think at this point, we should have our certificate of occupancy mid-month. So probably by, you know, the end of this week, first of next week, we should be ready to go to be able to close on a unit and have someone actually occupy it.
Well, great. Is there anything else people should know about the units in particular?
Well, you know, they come with appliances. So they're all brand new appliances. You've got a dishwasher, refrigerator, microwave, stove oven. They do have whole house fans, which are lovely as far as, you know, keeping the place cooler in the summer months, that type of thing, without having the cost and the worry about water for air conditioners or AC units, that type of thing. They also have radon mitigation. It's already installed in the basement crawl spaces, so they don't have to worry about any of that. And they are very well done. They are very nice, modern, beautiful units. We love to get people in them. People walk in and they immediately stand there and say, "This is really nice." They're just sharp. They're a lot of fun actually to work with.
Well, great. That sounds good. Now let's just step back just before we leave today. Could you characterize what the real estate market is in Moffat County and Craig? I think compared to maybe other areas in our region, what's the market like where are we headed?
Well, I think we're still short on inventory, you know, as with most of the country and especially our state. I feel like we're still lacking inventory. And so I think that was part of the proponent for the city to try to take on this project in the forefront to establish these grants and to help bring that type of housing to our community. I feel, in my opinion, that our pricing has somewhat leveled. We are starting to see a drop in the interest rates currently. I think that helps incentivize buyers all the way around. We still, again, even with these 20 beautiful units, we still need more inventory. And again, unfortunately, I think what infiltrated that was the fact that we had 2-3 in the interest rates. And folks are locked into that beautiful number, but it makes it really hard to flip into a newer or a bigger home. So that's where that, I feel like that's impacted our level of inventory. So, yeah. And then on another note, I think if a home, what we're seeing anyway, is if a home is priced well, they're going under contract very quickly. If they're just, like Stacey said, we have a lack of inventory and there's a lot of people out there looking, needing a home. So that's, it's a very busy market. You know, we've had a lot of people over the last few years say, "Oh my gosh, the sky's falling. Craig's going to, you know, dry up, blow away." That is not the case. We are seeing tremendous amount of traffic, not only from the Hayden Steamboat area, but from downriver, down in the Meeker Rifle area. It's all flowing up into Moffat County. We've got a lot of interest from metro areas. As you well know, Tom, our county is probably one of the best placed counties for outdoor activities, recreation, and still remaining a nice, quiet, smaller community that is, you know, friendly and just it's not that Denver Metro feel. It doesn't have that vibe. And I think there's a lot of pluses to be had there. We're finding a lot of folks that are wanting to raise their kids in this area because there's just so many outside influences that they don't have. So Moffat County is becoming more and more and more attractive to those moving into the area, to those wanting to get out of metro areas, to those wanting a lifestyle that affords them the ability to ski and hunt and fish and all of the things, the beautiful things that we have between Browns Park and Wild Horses and all of that. Everything we have to offer is just amazing. And when people start looking into that, we pop up big time.
Well, Sari, I appreciate you doing my job as the, you know, tourism director of, you know, the assistant tourism director for Moffat County. I really appreciate that. That's clearly where we are. Well, best of luck with the 8th Street project. Can you tell us the best phone numbers to reach you guys and maybe a website that people could go to if they want more information?
You can call our office number. That's 970-824-4455. That will get you to all of our agents who can kindly represent anyone in this process. Also, our website is www.cornerstonerealtyltd.com.
Well, great. Well, thank you, Ms. Cobb and Ms. Mathers, for joining us today. We'll be taking a short break. Our next guest will be Marshall Gray from the town of Dinosaur. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with more Visit Moffat County, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffat County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting and heard right here on KRAI Craig, 55 Country at 550 AM and 105.1 FM, and on KRAI FM at 102.3 and 93.7.
There's a certain type of person that thrives in Colorado. Strong. Independent. Fierce. They carry their own pack, blaze their own trail, and work hard just to be here. To them, we say, we should know. We were born here. Bank of the San Juans. One big, happy little bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. You've been around the block before. You know what's important when starting a new business, including a local bank that cares about what you do. One with sound advice and strategies to help guide your new venture. Our decisions are made locally by folks you probably see every day. So, whether this is your first time or your next time around the block, stop by and say hello. Bank of the San Juans, one big happy little bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Old Town Pub is your NFL headquarters here in the boat. Old Town Pub is in our 8th season of being proudly ripped off by DirecTV so we could offer you the NFL Sunday Ticket. We boast 12 TVs to ensure everyone can watch their team take on victory. Locals keep the Old Town Pub afloat, and we want to offer some killer deals for the regular season. Mention this ad to get 10 for $10 chicken wings, unofficially the best of the boat, our $10 McDowell Burger a la carte, $4 Mountain Time Lagers, $5 Storm Peak Penny's Pale Ales, $8 Mythology Bloodies. Take care of yourself, take care of your people, and live it up at the Old Town Pub.
It's time now for Visit Moffat County, a community affairs program, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffat County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting. Now here's your host, Tom Kleinschnitz.
We're back with Visit Moffat County. This is Tom Kleinschnitz, your host. Our next guest is Marshall Gray. Marshall is a trustee at the town of Dinosaur. Welcome, Trustee Gray.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Before we hear about what's happening on the west side of our wonderful county in the town of Dinosaur, tell us about yourself and how you came to live in Dinosaur.
Sure. Well, you know, I was born in Colorado, but I grew up in the Uinta Basin, just over the border into Utah, near our family farm. While going to college at USU, I met my husband, and we've been married for 17 years. We have an 11-year-old son, our dog, Max, and a whole flock of dinosaur descendants. We love the outdoors and going fishing. Prior to moving to Dinosaur, I worked for Halliburton for nearly 10 years. Worked out really great to be there. Enjoyed it. Then COVID happened, and I was laid off. My parents bought Christie's Liquor about 10 years ago, and they had been trying to get me to come work for them and manage and run their store. And after I was laid off, it just kind of worked out that I was able to do that for them. I've lived in Dinosaur, golly, almost, well, it'll be 5 years next year. I love Dinosaur. I love Moffat County. And I've worked hard on several boards to help continue the success of Moffat County and Dinosaur. So that's kind of my backstory.
That's where we get started and why we've trapped you and helping us out here in Moffat County. You know, as the manager of Christie's Liquor in Dinosaur, I understand retailing liquor in Colorado has been a bit more challenging in the last couple of years. Can you tell us about those challenges and what that has meant to Christie's in particular?
Well, you know, the hardest part is just being able to get the product that you want to order and bring in. However, there's so many things out there that if we can't get one thing, we just punt and go to a different thing. So there's always something great and enjoyable, and we have a lot of clientele that come in looking for the unusual or the different or the unique, and we're definitely happy to serve all of our customers.
Well, I think, you know, one thing Dinosaur is not in competition with the large grocery chains and those kinds of things. Is that an advantage for you there in Dinosaur?
Yes, for sure. You know, liquor laws have changed a lot in the past couple of years since I've been in this industry. You know, as we move towards having more liquor more available in gas stations, I feel like a lot of Colorado's small, locally owned, small business liquor stores have had a real struggle. We haven't seen it as much out here. We're not very close to a Sam's Club, but I think it still does affect us.
Well, great. I mean, the store is clearly a success story, and it's, you know, it's poised on the Utah border and that kind of thing. But what do you think, what else contributes to your success?
Our willingness to source product for our customers. We have so many customers that are trying to find this or trying to find that, or they want to try this bottle. And we just go out of our way to go out and find those products for them and bring them in for our customers. So that's probably been one of our biggest successes.
Great. Well, in general, you know, I'd like to kind of get an outline of what's happening in Dinosaur. Can you, as a town trustee, councilman, What's happening in Dinosaur? What's exciting? What's challenging? Tell us what's happening on your end of the earth.
Sure. So Colorado is pretty amazing. We are surrounded by BLM and the Dinosaur National Monument. There's the most exposed geology in all of Colorado right around us. There's dinosaurs being found and excavated. So Dinosaur has a lot going for it. We're really a gateway into Colorado. As far as like living in Dinosaur, we have, you know, about 300 plus people here in town. The town council itself has done an amazing job and effort with the employees of Dinosaur to help clean up and do some code enforcement this year. We're also working with Brownsfield and the EPA to clean up some of the blighted buildings and some asbestos cleanup. We have a grant going on to put in some sidewalks. Those should be completed in 2025. We're super excited to get started on our community center and amphitheater in 2025. We hope to have the engineering and architectural design completed. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on more than that, but that's kind of the high level stuff that people are going to see every day. We do quite a bit of work on our infrastructure as well, as far as water and sewer, and just making sure that our parks are ready for the residents of Dinosaur and the tourists that move through here. So,
well, it sure sounds like a lot going on for a very small community of 300. So I congratulate you guys on leaning in and making those kinds of things happen. a real positive in my view is the Dinosaur Stone Age Stampede. I understand you guys just had the third annual event there. Tell us what people should know about that event and tell us how successful it might have been this year.
Sure. Yeah. So Dinosaur Stone Age Stampede is on the second weekend of September every year. We had a lot of fun this year. All the food vendors did an amazing job. We even had dinosaur legs from Norma Eats. It was amazing. So tasty. The Lost Junction Band played for us Friday night, and they did a really nice job. A lot of compliments on the songs that they picked out for us. Dinosaur National Monument came down to the event and brought a telescope for night sky viewing and visited with all the kids and adults alike. Saturday, there were lots of activities in the park. We started off with a pancake breakfast sponsored by the Artesia Fire Department. Then we had cornhole tournaments with custom Dinosaur Stone Age Stampede cornhole boards. 4-2 Play Band out of Craig played for us most of Saturday. Rockin' Reynolds brought their pool out. I don't know if you've ever seen this, Tom, but they have these inflatable clear plastic balls, and the kids get in them, and then they get put out on this pond, and they're supposed to stand up or move around on the as long as they can, I think. And it's just quite comical to watch, especially the younger kids. We even had watermelon seed spitting contests. The beer garden was sponsored by Christie's Liquor for the third time running. The best beverage and our favorite to put on for everybody is our Peach Crown Lemonade with fresh Palisade peaches. It really tastes like Colorado. We're excited for next year. We've been working with BLM to be able to open up and do an OHV poker run for our event next year. We should have all of our permitting in place for that. So if you have an OHV vehicle, you should come to Dinosaur. You know, there's really a lot in Moffat County that you can't see from Highway 40. It's just over the ridge. And we're excited to show those places to people that come into our town.
Well, it sounds like next year's event will have even more OHV opportunities. How much does it cost to participate in the Dinosaur Stone Age Stampede?
You know, it's free entrance to come in. And I know that there will be some fee to play to be able to ride on those OHV trails. I'm not sure what that is right now. But, you know, we gather a lot of money from a lot of different sponsors across the county to be able to put this event on. So I've got to put credit where credit is due. The Town of Dinosaur, the Moffat County Local Marketing District, the Artesia Fire District, Davy Escape, RMC, Elk Mountain Realty, the local motel here, T-Rex Inn, Crozier Oil Field, Sunbelt, and so many more. There's so many people that come and go out of their way to help us make this event something to treasure and enjoy and have that really good down-home, old-fashioned family fun.
Well, the Dinosaur Stone Age Stampede sounds like it just implies all the other things that happen in a small town that can be challenging. And I understand that you participate in decision-making with other boards in town. Tell us about the organization, other places you help direct decisions and how you work with those organizations for not only the town of Craig and now town of Dinosaur and for Moffat County.
Sure. So I am, well, first of all, a trustee for the town of Dinosaur. I am also the treasurer for the Artesia Fire Department. And most luckily we've had a low burn year, so this year's been pretty easy. I'm on the Dinosaur Stone Age Stampede Committee, and I'm also on the local marketing district for Moffat County. You know, all of those boards, they're really fun to help teach me and for me to learn about government and how all of it works. Probably the most impactful experience I've had this year was going down the river with Moffat County on Gates of Lodore. It was such a beautiful trip. I met so many people from the governor's office to BLM to local tourism, local government. It was just a great melting pot of leaders in Colorado that, you know, that were able to go and see what Moffat County is all about and be able to experience the majesty of the Gates of Lodore. It's really an experience I'll never forget.
Well, we truly at Moffat County Tourism and Moffat County government in general appreciate you dedicating 4 days to that event. And there were certainly some big names on the trip and a lot of people representing a lot of causes, but representation from the town of Dinosaur was very important. And I want to personally thank you at this time for dedicating it. Sure. I'm glad to hear it was a good experience for you.
Yeah, it's definitely something I'll never forget. So I think everybody should go onto the monument and explore our BLM grounds and explore, you know, Moffat County as much as they can, because you don't see anything like it anywhere else.
It's amazing, world-class topography out there, and it's right there by the town of Dinosaur. Back to the local marketing district, it is a countywide organization that receives funding from lodging tax, and that would be lodging no matter where it occurs in the county. I understand that the local marketing district is up for renewal in 2025. Can you tell us about some of the organizations or things that have been funded by the LMD while you've served on that board?
Sure. Well, they've done several large projects. One is probably the most impactful that people see is just the commitment to helping all of the events go on every year. You know, they helped fund the Dinosaur Stone Age Stampede in Dinosaur and then several throughout Craig. They've helped with the River Corridor Project, just several different things to just help keep this community going and to bring economic stimulus to our county.
Oh, great. Well, the voters will look for an initiative that may be coming to renew that organization again in November of 2025. You know, one thing that Moffat County Tourism has done is produced and put together a Town of Dinosaur brochure. You know, as it turns out, it's one of 9 brochures that we put out to the world that says, you know, if you want more information on these things, just simply check a box and we'll send you that brochure. Are you aware that the Town of Dinosaur brochure is one of the most requested brochures that we have?
I was not aware of that, but that's incredible. I mean, having a town name like Dinosaur, I'm sure it's not very common.
Well, I think that's part of the reason, but for whatever reason, I think it's a great opportunity for you. It's neat to be associated with a town with a really cool name. So those brochures go out nearly every day, and we sure love promoting the town of Dinosaur.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that we should know about the western end of the county as we close up today?
I can't think of anything, Tom. I think we've about covered it.
Beautiful. Well, you have a lot of responsibilities there in Dinosaur. If people wanted to reach out to you at Christie's Liquors or as your representative of the town of Dinosaur, tell us the proper phone numbers and websites people should go to find out more information.
Sure. I believe our contact information is on townofdinosaur.com. You're also welcome to email me directly at marshall.gray1@gmail.com.
Well, thank you, Trustee Gray, for joining us today. We truly appreciate your service to the people of Moffat County.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. This has been another edition of Visit Moffat County. If you or your organization would like to participate in future broadcasts, contact me at Moffat County Tourism Association in Craig. My number is 970-824-2335. Information on Moffat County, including important upcoming events, can also be found online at visitmoffatcounty.com. Again, we thank Lizard Communications for this public service announcement opportunity. Good day.
Thanks for listening to Visit Moffitt County, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting and heard right here on KRAI Craig, 55 Country at 550 AM and 105.1 FM, and on KRAI FM at 102.3 and 93.7.